Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You're listening to Pure and Holy Living Radio broadcast show with Coach Jesse. You'll get only bonafide health and nutrition tips and information and special guests. So tune in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And I am your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, certified holistic health and lifestyle coach. That's me, Jesse Blair Myrie. All right. Good having you all on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. I am so glad to be here. This is the first Wednesday, I should say, in the month of May. Well, it's a lot is going on. Spring is finally spring. I've had a wonderful last weekend. Got a little bit chilly up here in the Northeast, but nevertheless, it is May and flowers are blooming and weather is getting better. Also, it is Mental Health Awareness Month, Mental Health Awareness Month for the month of May, and I'll just be simply talking to you about mental health, and that is, today's topic is nutrition and mental health, so necessary, so important that we focus on what is important for our health and our nutrition so that we can get our bodies optimally working the way they're supposed to, the way they were meant to operate. So let's get right into it. This broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind, and I just like to share what I've learned a long time ago, that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And I love the words of Hippocrates. I quote it every week, all the time. Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food, all right? Want to learn more about me? Visit the link on this broadcast page, and you'll learn more about me and the recipes and blogs. Everything is on my website, so you can see that a little below. So let's talk about nutrition and mental health awareness. Hopefully, no one, well, what I say, everyone's affected to a certain degree. Even if you don't have any, any traumatic experiences in your life or something that has happened drastically to you recently, we're all living in a global pandemic. So history, yes, is in the making every single day, but more so that we're all experiencing it one way or the other. Some of us actually have had loved ones who have gone on due to this virus, COVID-19, coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it. And so we have been impacted in one way, shape, or form. Some of us haven't had any loved ones pass away, but we know people who have actually gotten sick from this disease, from this virus. And it may have impacted them very drastically. They probably got hit really hard. And some of them, mild symptoms, maybe loss of smell and taste, and maybe some coughing, and that's about it. Nothing else. But no matter what, if you have actually ventured outdoors, which I hope you have, to get your natural vitamin D, of course, you notice that things have changed dramatically. And it's like, pretty much not one person you see without wearing a facial mask. And that has been recommended by the CDC that we cover our noses and our mouth because of this virus that we're going through. But there are so many things that we can do to help our mental health. And a lot of it has to do with what we put in our mouth. So there are a lot of events, obviously that I just mentioned that affect our well-being and increase the range of mental and behavioral illnesses. And what these mental and behavioral illnesses are is depression and even post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. So during this COVID-19 pandemic, effects from social distancing and isolation combined with increases in stress and anxiety may result in short and long-term mental health consequences. So we're affected. We're definitely affected. Clinical strategies that include nutrition intervention have potentially powerful impacts, not only for chronic mental health disorders, also for a patient's overall mental wellness. Now, diet quality and mental health. Let me just stress this, and this information comes to us, by the way, for an Institute for Functional Medicine, okay? That's where all the professionals in this area, I got this information from. So diet quality and mental health. Depression is the leading cause of disability worldwide. And in the United States, anxiety disorders are common. You ever hear people, oh, I have had an anxiety attack, I've got to take my meds. It's ridiculous. You know, they're very common, and they affect approximately 40 million adults every year. That's a lot of people. Psychotherapy approaches and medications are standard first-line treatment suggested for clinical depression and general anxiety disorders. In addition, the emerging field of nutritional psychiatry suggests a relationship between diet quality and mental health and considers the use of dietary and nutritional interventions to address mental disorders and to potentially improve patient outcomes. So in a nutshell, to give you an example, the conclusions based largely on cross-sectional and longitudinal studies suggest that routine consumption of a Western type, that's where we live, if we live in the United States, it's a Western type, highly processed diet, increase the risk of developing symptoms associated with depression and anxiety. So the more fried foods you consume, and the more you visit those fast food restaurants and eat out with lots of sodium, lots of trans fatty oils, is going to lead to more depression and anxiety. So in contrast, those observational studies suggested that the risk was lower if anti-inflammatory Mediterranean-style diet was followed. So we need to adopt a Mediterranean-style diet. And I'll get into a little bit more of what we can do very shortly. So mental wellness, prevention and treatment disorder. So a balanced diet of vegetables, and a lot of this may sound repetitive, but we have to get it because Americans on a whole, not all Americans, but Americans on a whole, we experience what I call and what a lot of us in the health sector say, the SAD diet. It's called the standard American diet. It's very sad because we consume way too much omega-6s and not enough nutritional meals or nutritional foods with vitamins and minerals in those foods. So a balanced diet of vegetables, fruit, healthy fats, lean proteins, and whole grains may help mental wellness for management of daily life stresses, anxiety, and grief. Further, dietary patterns such as regularly scheduled meals may also prevent mental health issues. So we're eating too late. We're not eating the right things when we eat too late. Let's stick to regularly scheduled meals in order to prevent mental health issues. There's also depression. I can talk about overall diet quality. Adherence to a Mediterranean-style diet has been associated with a reduction in the risk of developing depression. Improving diet quality has also been investigated as a potential treatment for depression with promising results. So, once again, this may sound repetitive, but consume the right foods and eliminate the wrong ones in order to combat or eliminate mental, to help with our mental health, basically. But we want to keep our mental health well. We don't want to diminish it by what we put in our mouth. So the relationship between nutrition and mental health has also been discussed as bi-directional, with dietary choices not only possibly impacting mental wellness, but mental health states potentially affecting dietary habits and food choices. Specific to depression and anxiety, the role of the gut-brain axis and status of the gut microbiota, that's what it's called, has recently surfaced as a potential consideration and component for future diet depression research studies and clinical nutrition intervention. That's what it is. Future diet depression research studies and clinical nutrition interventions. That's the bidirectional caveat. So there are some basic applications we can consider and understand what is best, what can we do. In functional medicine, personalized nutrition interventions are a key component to therapeutic strategies that address chronic mental health issues and a patient's overall mental wellness. So my recommendation is that you find a functional doctor or practitioner who will actually get down to the root of the problem. A lot of these functional doctors can modify food plans such as the elimination diet and the mitochondrial food plan basically to add 4 additional resources, and they can use it to help you with mental wellness. So basically, in a nutshell, what are we to do? We're to adhere to a Mediterranean-style diet and also eliminate the foods that are not conducive to a healthy mental well-being of our entire body. We need to live up to, we can do furthermore, basically by putting the right foods in and taking the wrong foods out. So we have to consider foods, healthy fats, lean proteins, whole grains. These will help our mental wellness. Let me touch a little bit about on bipolar disorder and mitochondrial support and omega-3. And I mentioned before that our omega-3 to omega-6 is totally imbalanced. We need a good balance of it, but studies have showed that our omega-3, omega-6 ratio is like 13 to 1, and it should be more like 2 to 1 as far as omega-6 and omega-3 is concerned. Omega-6 is fine, but we get way too much. So the pathophysiology of bipolar disorder has not been specified. However, promoting mitochondrial function and enhancing dietary quality may provide therapeutic benefit and alleviate some depressive symptoms. So basically, you know, change your diet and maybe you won't be so depressed all the time. Basically, that's it in a nutshell. Once again, because we've adapted to this Western diet, the influence of our eating habits is pretty poor, hence the reason why in America we have a very high rate of heart disease and also obesity. And it's because we've got this Western diet going on. It's the standard American diet. The American Psychiatric Association recommends omega-3 supplementation as an adjunctive therapy for mood disorders, including bipolar depression, noting potentially greater efficacy with treatment of EPA, which is EPA and DHA. I'm not even going to go there because these are just words that are not easy to pronounce, and you're not going to remember it anyway. So EPA and DHA together, if EPA doses are higher in the combination. So, once again, noting potentially great efficacy with treatments of EPA alone or EPA and DHA together if EPA dosage levels are higher in the combination. So, to test efficacy of DHA alone, a recent RCT, which is a randomized controlled trial, was explored DHA as a monotherapy for bipolar disorder. And although the trial was small, with 31 participants with bipolar disorder and 15 healthy controls, researchers found that after 12 weeks of DHA supplementation, that 1,250 milligrams daily, versus a placebo of corn oil, please don't ever eat corn oil. Read the labels. Don't consume anything with corn oil. No significant differences between the groups on cognitive functions of emotional inhibition. So as far as omega-3 is concerned, once again, this is the American Psychiatric Association, the APA. They recommend omega-3 supplementation, and you'll find a link on this page for omega-3 capsules, which is very good because what happens is everyone knows, or if you don't know, let me not just assume, that omega-3s are fish. Oil is high in omega-3. Some people can't take the fish oil. Some people don't like fish whatsoever. But there are other supplements out there with omega-3, and what it does, what they have done, is eliminate the fish altogether. Where do you think the fish get the omega-3 from? They get it from the algae that they eat. Therefore, as opposed to eating or consuming the fish oil that comes from the fish, we've just eliminated that, skipped the fish altogether, and went straight to the fish's source for omega-3, which is algae. And there you would have your vegan slash vegetarian supplementation, because some people don't eat fish at all, or just don't like the taste of fish, or whatever case may be. The fish oil is one supplementation, but omega-3 without straight from algae is the other. And that's what you'll see with the omega-3 supplements that's on this page. You'll see a link on this page. So you can go there, and that's how you can consume the omega-3, because it is better for you. And once again, we have too much of an omega-3 omega-3 disparity, too much omega-6 in the Western diet. So to wrap this up, healthy dietary patterns and higher quality diets have been associated with lower levels of depression and better mental health in children as well as in adults. So we're just going to flood our bodies with the right nutrients, fruits and vegetables and whole grains and lean meats, if you do eat meats, make sure they're sourced. Right now, there's a ration of meat because we're going through what we're going through. And I just saw on the news yesterday that Wendy's got to stop serving burgers, beef burgers anyway. There's a beef shortage because the factory workers of these meat processing plants are sick. And if you have nobody to work, you can provide to all these fast food chains. Therefore, we have a shortage of meat, and actually I say it's a blessing in disguise. We eat too much meat anyway, as a society, as a whole. We eat way too much meat and not enough fruits and vegetables. So hopefully this can balance our diet plan. It's going to enhance it, alter it for the better, so that we can live optimally to our best selves. Adhering to a Mediterranean style diet, and also with the meat. And by the way, if you do eat meat, make sure they're sourced right. You don't want to get meat from factory farms and the slaughterhouses that don't treat the animals well before they get to the supermarket. It's a whole process. There's so many videos out there on YouTube you can look at and find out how the meat is processed. Just look up how meat is processed in the U.S. The majority of it, they're not in good conditions. And so just watch how it's sourced. Grass-fed beef is always better. Or if you can't do that, do organic. If you can't do that, just make sure that your meat is processed in humane ways. And once again, we should be eliminating or minimizing, I should say, our intake of meat. But if you do consume it, just make sure that you're watching where it's coming from before you put it in your mouth. So there you have it. That's nutrition and mental health. That is what you have. That's what we have. And so we're going to move right on to Wednesday's word. This comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelist Association, understanding that Mother's Day is coming up this coming Sunday, and it's a first for me in a long time, I'm sure for plenty of the people, spending Mother's Day at home. Not easy. We've already celebrated Palm Sunday and Easter, or Resurrection Sunday, like I call it, at home, and now here comes Mother's Day. But the influence of a mother, and this is from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, her children rise up and call her blessed. Proverbs 31, verse 28. Only God himself fully appreciates the influence of a Christian mother in the molding of character in her children. Someone has said, like mother, like children. Most of the noble characters and fine leaders of history have had good, God-fearing mothers. We are told that George Washington's mother was pious and that Sir Walter Scott's mother was a lover of poetry and music. On the other hand, we are told that Nero's mother was a murderess and that the dissolute Lord Byron's mother was a proud and influence of a mother upon the lives of her children cannot be measured. They know and absorb her example and attitudes when it comes to questions of honesty, temperance, kindness, and industry. And that's Wednesday's word. God bless you on this wonderful Wednesday in this month of May. Like they say, April showers bring me flowers, and so it is. Look outside, take a walk, get your natural vitamin D, smell a flower or two, and just experience what God has blessed you with. I hope to you can hear all of me next week, Wednesday, on this wonderful Wednesday. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Until next time. Bye-bye.